Hamas, Hezbollah, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad applaud Iran's attack on Israel. By John Hayward on April 15, 2024. Lebanon's Hezbollah, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, praised Iran on Sunday for attacking Israel, describing the massive but largely ineffectual wave of drones and missiles as brave, legal, and natural. Iran's state-controlled press TV on Sunday described the two terrorist organizations as resistance groups and insisted the Iranian attack inflicted major damage on Israeli military targets, contrary to all reports from Israel. Press TV used Iran's preferred nomenclature of Operation True Promise for the Saturday night assault. Hezbollah likewise pretended the attack precisely achieved its specified military targets despite the participation of the United States, its international allies and regional tools in repelling the sudden attack. Regional tools might have been a smear at Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Jordan, which reportedly helped to repel Iran's attack. Israel and its allies were able to intercept almost all of Iran's drones and missiles on Saturday night. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, hailed this combined response as a significant strategic achievement. As of Monday morning, the only known casualty of the assault was a young Bedouin Muslim girl who was severely injured by shrapnel from an intercepted Iranian drone. The political and strategic objectives of this significant development will gradually become apparent over time and will lay the groundwork for a new phase regarding the entire Palestinian cause and the historical struggle with this enemy on the path to the inevitable victory for our Arab and Islamic nation and the resisting and oppressed Palestinian people, Hezbollah insisted. Hezbollah defended Iran's attack as brave, wise, and natural and legal. The Lebanese terrorists riffed on Iran's name for the operation to salute Tehran for fulfilling its truthful promise with unparalleled courage, great wisdom, and a high appreciation of the situation at the entire regional level, and even at the global level as well. PIJ also praised the attack as a natural reaction to the existence of the occupying entity, which should be a hint to the pro-Palestinian crowd that organizations like PIJ and Hamas are not looking to build an orderly little state that can peacefully coexist with Israel. PIJ said massive attacks on Israel are increasingly necessary in light of the crimes, violations, and assassinations that the entity continues to commit in flagrant violation of all humanitarian and legal values and standards. We also condemn all the denying voices that have emerged in defense of the occupying entity, especially the countries that have made themselves a firewall to defend the entity and portray it as the victim, in a blatant distortion of all facts and realities. The Palestinian terrorists added, taking their own swipe at the Saudis, Emiratis, and Jordanians. Hamas, perpetrators of the hideous atrocities on October 7 that started the Gaza War, rushed out a statement on Saturday night praising Iran's attack as a natural right and a due response to the crime of targeting the consulate in Damascus. Iran's stated reason for attacking Israel was an airstrike in Damascus on April 1 that killed several high-ranking officers in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a designated terrorist organization. Iran has been orchestrating attacks on Israeli and American targets by its proxy militia forces in Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon since the Gaza War began.